The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Being Outside the Box. Today, we have a great show. I just want to kind of give you an update on after this week, we're going to be talking about the holidays. And I know a lot of people get a lot of angst in their world when it comes to seeing family for the first time in the year, sharing food and dining with them. And did you put weight on this year? Did they put weight on? And all the judgment that seems to come with all that at the holiday season. So starting next week, for the next month and a half, we're going to be talking about how to thrive your way through the holidays rather than survive through the holidays with you and your family. So feel free to join us over the next couple weeks. But today, I'm so excited because I never was a water drinker my whole life. I mean, I was a swimmer pretty much when I was a kid growing up. The only water I ever drank was pool water, and that was when I was choking on it. And other than that, water was never my thing. At most, I think I drank a quarter of a cup a day. And I never understood what good hydration could do for your body and what I was missing out without having it. But growing up in Pittsburgh, I guess I kind of learned that water was supposed to have a taste. And they even had a show on Saturday Night Live about Pittsburgh's water supply, and they called it Erie Mineral Sludge. And it looked like sludge water. And that's pretty much kind of what I grew up with and the reason why I guess I didn't really drink it. So when I ran across this product through one of my clients and a friend and it just started catapulting, my body absolutely loves this water. So even when I travel, I bring one of these units with me. So without further ado, the name of the company is called Valara, and the two people joining us today are Kevin Fitzgerald, he's the Chief Visionary Officer, and Chris Oster, who's an independent business partner and my team leader in the downline that I'm in terms of sales. And what I want you to get out of this isn't a sales pitch today. So everybody who's going, ugh, I don't want to be sold, please, this is about education. Because it was a true education for me to learn about what this does. You guys have heard a lot of the buzzwords, microclustering and things like that. And I'm sure you've heard of Kangen machines or even Rich Way machines. But this product can actually bring affordable, alkaline, good tasting, yummy, clean water to the average American out there. It's that inexpensive. So without further ado, Kevin and Chris, welcome to the show.
Wow. Thanks for having us, Lynn.
So Kevin, let's start with you. What brought you to Valara? Where did you kind of come from and why Valara? What made this company so special?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know, in my personal life, I have to give you a little background in order for me to answer that question properly. I was raised basically like an all-American kid, and back east, and I came out to California and wanted to, you know, succeed and live the American dream, and was doing a great job of that. And then I went through a spiritual awakening, and my life changed. And I was really looking for something to give my life meaning. You know, we sometimes come to a point in our life where, you know, it's not just about making money. It's not about making a concept of ourselves, like, you know, I'm the president of this, or I'm great at that, or, you know, it comes, you know, a deep inside desire to get into alignment and live a meaningful life. So anyway, I wanted to do that in business because business is my passion, and business enables us to reach a lot of people, and that's why we set Valara up as a MLM company, which for us, MLM means making life meaningful. And we're able to reach a lot of people with a story and change lives, which you wouldn't be able to do that if you were buying a product off the shelf. And so I came in when Valara was an idea, was a concept. And when I came together with the owner, and he asked me to be one of the founders of the company. So I came in at a very early stage, and I said, well, I want to be a part of this, but, you know, it has to be a company that is heart-centered. It has to be a company that is willing to, you know, not only think outside the box, but break the box and be expansive. And when I said that, the gentleman that at this point was going to fund the project and the company said, absolutely, that's exactly what I want to do too. So, we had a great fit. And even the name Valara itself has a lot of meaning. So I was drawn to the company because of the mission, the purpose of the company, and that's why my title is Chief Visionary Officer. You know, most people have probably never heard of a Chief Visionary Officer for a company, but, you know, when company culture is the most important thing to you, and you realize that the company will succeed based upon the culture of the company, and if that culture is based on giving and not getting, if giving puts you in an expanded state, getting puts you in a contracted state, then the company can be successful, because the ultimate law is to give and to receive are one. So when you're giving, we know as a company that the receiving will take care of itself.
And Chris, what brought you in?
Well, Lynn, what really brought me into the business I'm an entrepreneur at heart, but most importantly was my own personal health. And the story that I bring to a company like Valara is I had been diagnosed with MS, osteoarthritis that was literally eating away at my joints. And I was a toxic mess from being, you know, medicated by MDs throughout this entire probably lifespan I had of over 40 plus years. And I was looking for answers. I was looking for other answers because medical things were letting me down in my life, and I needed a different path. And again, it's a bit of a spiritual journey that joins up with the improvement of my health. And I had been on the Kangen Water product for about 9 months, but again, with the price tag that it had, it was a very pricey acquisition for me to bring into my household at almost $4,000. So I was, you know, really hoping to find some other product that I could get that would provide me the same benefits, but do it at a much more affordable solution for myself and my family. And I knew that I was getting better by being on a really good water for my body, because my body needed hydration terribly, and we'll talk a little bit later in the show about what that means. But for me, when I came to Valara and a friend of mine brought me what this product could do and what it could do for the price point, I said, wow, this is what I've been looking for. And then when I was flown out to California to meet with the company executives when they first began to look at who they were going to partner up with to launch, I was like, this is a dream come true for me from a business perspective. So when I married those two things together, I really got to live out a passion I had for business, but I also got to really continue to improve my health. And we'll talk later in the show about, you know, how my health has improved and what that has to do with hydration, because it's incredibly remarkable, the changes that have taken place just in the past 120 days. So I'm excited to be part of this company, partly and mostly because of what Kevin spoke of too. Is I had been working in corporate America for many, many years, and then owned my own business for many others. And I didn't ever want to go back into working in an organization that didn't have their heart and their mission and their mind set on the right things. I didn't want it to be all about the money, and I wanted people to be really out here to serve other people. So I was really excited to see that opportunity to come together with Valara.
So let's talk a little bit about what are the buzzwords in the water world. You've got structured and microclustering and alkaline. And there are so many different points of view on all this. So whoever wants to start, let's talk about some of these buzzwords so people know what it actually means. Because I've had a bunch of people since I started with my unit that they all want to bring me all their water units, their Britas, their little handhelds and all this and go, okay, so what is it? How does this compare to yours? And I'm like, well, you got to get me a list of what yours does. And I'll tell you what this one does, and then you can compare and see, you know, how do they match up?
Yeah, I would love to you know, start that discussion, and I'm sure Chris is going to add to it. You know, basically, most people's water is adulterated. If you're drinking tap water from the tap, you're seriously exposing yourself to definitely harmful chemicals. And if you don't believe me, Google the water department in your city, and they have to disclose the chemicals and additives they're putting in. And I was recently back in back east, and I was curious, and I the town I was in, which is a very well-known town, Newport, Rhode Island, I pulled up the water district report, and in that report, they actually had to disclose that they put too much of a chemical in. I forget the name of a technical name of the chemical, but they had to disclose that too much of this chemical causes cancer. Right there, right on the water report, right there, they had to disclose it. So, my point is this: tap water certainly is not healthy water. There's a huge difference between water. Water is not all the same, simply because most water, there's additives to it. And when you go and buy bottled water, a lot of times people think, well, it's bottled water. It's got to be good to me. It's good water, right? No, when we actually test the acidity, it's a very simple test. You just get pH drops, and you can put it in, and it'll test either acidic or alkaline or neutral. And most of the water that you're buying that even says mineral spring water is actually acidic. And so the question needs to be asked, well, okay, but why is that bad? Well, this is a proven fact by doctors and scientists that most disease thrives in an acidic environment in the body. So when you understand what causes your body to be acidic, it's a major eye-opener. Here are some things that make your body acidic. Polluted air makes your body acidic. Polluted water makes your body acidic. Alcohol makes your body acidic. Most meat makes your body acidic. Processed foods make your body acidic. Alcohol makes your body acidic. So we're constantly... emotions, right? Fear, grievances, anger make your body acidic. And what happens is that when you're having an acidic body, you're actually affecting the spin cycle of your cells, right? You're actually lowering the frequency and the vibration of your cellular structure, and you're making those cells vulnerable to bacteria, viruses, parasites, and anything else that is causal to disease. So it's extremely important that we bring reinforcements to the body, you know, because most people, let's face it, they're not going to change their eating habits. You know, as much as they might know that eating healthy is good for them, they're simply not going to change their eating habits, myself included. I mean, I just had lunch and just had bread pudding for dessert. But here's the deal. When you're drinking alkaline water, you're helping preserve the body's own alkaline buffers, right? So the body has alkaline buffers that... when the body starts to become too acidic, it will call upon these buffers to balance it out. When the body runs out of alkaline buffers, it will go to the bones, and it'll start pulling calcium to start balancing the acidity. And the bottom line is, even when it's doing that, it cannot keep up. And so the body will start storing the excess acidity as fatty acids. And it'll start to store them around the organs. That's why when a lot of people are stressed out, it's not unusual to see a lot of weight gain. And that is certainly not good. So alkaline water is basically helping the body to preserve its own alkaline buffers and eliminate the toxins that are already built up in the body by flushing the body, detoxing the body, and then the body feels safe to let go of these toxins that it's been holding on to. So one of the benefits, and I'm sure Chris will attest to this, is weight loss. You know, it's not our target, it's not the reason why we do it, but it's certainly one of those side effects, positive side effects, that people get when they drink our water.
And Kevin, I would agree with that, because from July until now, as of this morning, it's 30 pounds that I've actually eliminated from my body, and the only thing I changed was adding this, our particular alkaline water with the microcluster and the negative ORP or the antioxidant to it. And that's what I've added in to my daily routine. And it's creating such an environment where all of that is able to let go.
So let's talk about the microclustering then, since both of you have brought it up. So what Kevin's talking about is the alkalinity and how that is helping to pull out those toxins and how the alkalinity is trying to get rid of the acidity in the body. But what's microclustering?
Microclustering.
Let me interrupt that, Kev.
Yeah, I'll speak on it a little bit, and again, you know, add your knowledge to it, Chris.
Sure.
You know, microclustering is basically a lot of tap water. What happens with tap water is when you're fooling around with water and adding additives, it starts to change the molecular structure of the water, and so it becomes bigger in the molecular structure. When it becomes bigger through what I would maybe call macro clustering, right? And you drink it, you'll feel full, right? So if you take like 10 ounces of tap water and you drink it, you're going to have this full feeling like, oh my God, I'm full. When you take Valaro water that is micro clustered and you drink 10 ounces of that, you're going to be like, I could drink another 10 ounces, no problem. What's the difference? The difference is this. When you're lowering the size, you're microclustering the size of the water molecules, you're enabling superhydration. So those water molecules are being absorbed quicker into your system. And that's what microclustering does. And we do that through, you know, we have an ionization process and our filtration process and the purification process that the water goes through. So with our filters, we're basically doing four things to the water. We're purifying the water naturally with minerals. We're alkalizing the water naturally with minerals, no electricity. We're mineralizing the water with minerals. And we're energizing the water with ions and ORP, which is oxidation reduction potential. So we're accomplishing those four things. And when that happens with the water, you're accomplishing superhydration.
So with the microclustering, one of the things that was amazing to me was, you know, I used to do triathlons and I hated even drinking water even with that because I always felt all sloshy and gross. So for you guys out there, one of the biggest pieces of this is the fact that, I mean, again, I never drank water and I can sit here and down a bunch of water and it doesn't bother me anymore because I don't get that bloated, yucky feeling.
Exactly.
And that's how you know, Lynn, that's the test.
And the other piece of that, too, is let's just talk about the naysayers for a moment, because I've had many people ask me that they've looked it up on the internet or their doctor has told them that alkaline water is not good for you because it can actually suppress the acid in the stomach and actually cause problems with digestion. So, but with microclustering, that's not a problem. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's address that, because there is a lot of misinformation on that. And I've actually seen people say, well, if you drink an alkaline water, they're not going to be able to digest your food, which is absolutely ridiculous. First of all, when you're drinking alkaline water, again, the stomach produces HCl. It's the only acid that the body produces is HCl. All other acid comes into the body externally. And it'll produce as much as it needs to do the job of digesting food. And when the HCl is done by, you know, doing its job, it actually metabolizes in an alkaline way. So when you're drinking alkaline water, you know, it's probably best to drink it before a meal, 30 minutes before a meal. But that's not necessary. I drink alkaline water all day long. I've never, ever had a digestion issue. As a matter of fact, I used to have acid reflux, and I don't have that anymore. I was on that pill, that purple pill called Nerium, and so it's helped me, you know, to do digestion. So the alkaline water will get absorbed, it goes through your system, but it is not completely neutralizing the acid in your stomach, where the acid is not digesting food. That's an absolute falsity, you know, my digestion, including bowel movements, have never been better. And most people who are dehydrated, they don't have regular systems. And so they're not assimilating and eliminating properly. And alkaline water absolutely will help you do that. And there's a lot of scientific evidence for this. And this is, you know, this was really pioneered by the Japanese. You know, they've done a lot of scientific studies on alkaline water. When you go to a lot of holistic clinics that are treating a lot of diseases, you'll see that they're giving their patients alkaline water.
Well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about Valara and alkaline microclustered water with Kevin and Chris, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being outside the box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, 7th Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws. Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people, ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. So today we're talking about the company is Velara and the product is Velaqua. And I'm talking with Kevin Fitzgerald, the chief visionary officer, and Chris Oster, who's an independent business partner that is a team manager at Velara. Can you guys give them the website if anybody's interested and they want to go look up more information? If you guys do fill out any contact forms, make sure you say you heard about it on Being Outside the Box. Maybe I'll have a surprise for you next week. So give them the website, guys.
Chris, why don't you go ahead and
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can go to www.velaratl.com, and on the contact form, if you want to put in that you got this from Lynn Waldrop with Being Outside the Box, we'll make sure that she gets connected with you, but there's a lot of good information. And you can also go to Team Velara, VELARA.com/LWaldrop. For more information as well. So those are two great websites for you to check out.
All right. So we want to do one quick more note on the microclustering. So Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about the microclustering. And I, for me personally and for many people that I have come into contact with that are intaking this Velaqua water, the microclustering is actually driving out the toxins within the body because of the size of the water molecule. And I think what we need to understand is water molecules based on chemical processing through your tap system, additional minerals that may be added in specialty bottled waters, things like that, actually take what would normally be a standard water molecule. And that is actually fairly small in size, but it clusters them together in 13 to 20 water molecules, or the little molecules per cluster. And so it makes it really large, and the body can just not absorb that. So people often think, I'm drinking lots of water, so I should be really well hydrated. And the fact is that 85% of people out here are not well hydrated, even though they're taking in what they consider proper hydration. And it's strictly because the large molecules cannot be absorbed into the cell and into the cellular level. So a lot of what you're taking in, you're passing through out into your urine. I love this little test, and I think people need to understand this. How do you know if you're dehydrated? And one of the easiest ways to know is honestly to take a look at the color of your urine. And I know that sounds gross, but at the same time, it's really a good test. If you have a light-colored urine or clear, you're well hydrated. If it is darker or even really dark, you're probably chronically dehydrated. And what was happening to me personally is I was taking in what I thought was enough water because I was a water drinker. But I was taking in so much water, but it wasn't hydrating my body well because everything I was taking in was either from the tap or from my refrigerator, and a lot of times I was a big bottle water drinker. And those things weren't really well hydrating me. So when I got the Velaqua and the fact that we were able to break those water molecules down, and structured water comes into a molecule structure of five to six, but predominantly six water molecules. And the cool part about that is then the body can actually take it in. And that puts water, as Kevin was talking about earlier, back into something that your body actually knows what it is and takes it in and it likes it. And so for me, I was able to detox my body with this water because I was able to drive it to the cellular level, and it was releasing all of this stored. I mean, I had all kinds of stuff stored up in my cells that I had no idea. I had so much medication, so many painkillers from various surgeries, so much medication from my arthritis, massive doses of naproxen sodium, that's a very, very toxic substance to the body, and the body does not eliminate it. So when the body doesn't eliminate that, what does it do? It stores it, and it makes you really sick. And it actually, for me, was affecting even my nervous system, and I was beginning to grow tumors, nerve tumors in the extremities in my body. So to me, when I was able to get this and began to detox, and I experienced a little bit of detox when I got even on the Velaqua water, I detoxed heavy metals for about 3 weeks period of time, and I'd already been detoxing for about 9 months on various other things. So this type of water is very powerful for what it can do for your body. And we have people, too, who have had their blood, even myself personally, my blood sugar was very high at 118, back in February. By the time I got to July, it was at 108 because I had dieted and exercised and drank some decent water, and I was really trying to work at it. But the cool part is that by September, I was at 86 on my blood sugar levels. And we, you know, the doctor and I both contribute that to the fact that I'm drinking a good water, and the fact that it's microclustered and it's able to drive those toxins out of my body and regulate my blood sugar. So for me, that was a great benefit. I also believe it's one of the reasons why I've been able to drop the weight. Again, the stored toxins are not holding anything in place. So this has got such benefits for even the average person who just needs better hydration, and then people who are really sick. And we have story after story after story, which we can share, you know, and later in the show, about testimonies from people who are experiencing amazing health changes that had great challenges. So this is a really exciting thing that's so simple. You just literally drink water. And that is, I think that's probably the neatest part about this.
And a couple things I want to bring up was, last week I was just up in Pittsburgh for the Hillview haunted house, and it was so amazing to me because I did not take a water, a Velaqua water machine with me because I didn't have any at the time. I had sold them all. And so my body would not let me drink the Pittsburgh water again. The only time it would let me do anything with water was she had this like tea maker where she boiled the water. And my body would let me either drink the boiled water or the tea. So you guys that have listened to me 100 times before know I'm a big person in terms of talking to your body and asking your body, what do you desire? But there was no way in hell it was going to let me drink that tap water.
And I get that. Isn't that funny? I get that, Lynn.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the other point I want to bring up, we're going to go back to pH here in a minute, is when I went to Washington, D.C. to teach a class, one of the ladies who's now a distributor, she became a big buy into all this because at the top of her unit, you take just your tap water or whatever water you want to put in there. And in less than a week, think of like a polluted stream or a polluted lake that you visited, and it has like that yellow foamy scum on the top of the water that was actually floating in the top of her machine. And that was basically what it had, you know, taken out of the water and not allowed to go into the water that she was actually drinking. And that's in Washington, D.C.'s water supply. That's what it's normally like.
Well, you know, the interesting part to that, Lynn, is water quality all across the country. If you do some research and it doesn't take much to find it, but there's a great program on PBS on Frontlines. It's called, and it talks about the what's happening with our water, and there's so much stuff that we think because the water is clear, and it comes out of our pipes that it's clean, and there's honestly the thing you're talking about there with having the stuff floating around in there, and we see. With the way the first stage of the filtration of the system works with the ceramic disc we have in the top is the first stage filtration. It's a 0.02 micron filter. And the CDC says that anything below 1 micron is going to filter out parasites, majority of bacteria and viruses. And the other thing that I think is really critical that most of us never even give a second thought to is it filters out pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are not a regulated substance that the water treatment plants actually work to get rid of before we get it in our tap. So we are actually drinking other people's pharmaceuticals in our current tap water and even the bottled water companies because they're not removing that either. That's not required by law. So we're drinking other people's antidepressants, their painkillers, their heart medication, anything that they put down the sink, the water, you know, people dump their medication down the commode. Where does that go? It goes into the water system. And that was very shocking to me when I was doing the research and found out about what was really in our water.
No wonder why I don't like taking pharmaceuticals. I just get it in my water.
There you go. You know, many of us are trying to avoid taking pharmaceuticals. And we choose to live a more natural lifestyle or holistic lifestyle, but yet we're drinking water that we think is pure, and it really could be further. Nothing could be further from the truth.
You know, and here's another way of looking at it, and going back to looking at a clean filter and one that's been filtering water for a week or a month, and it gets very discolored, you know. Here's the bottom line. Do you want that ceramic filtering your water, or do you want your kidneys filtering your water? Because something's got to filter your water. And, you know, I'd rather have a ceramic filter filtering it than having my body and my kidneys being the filter.
And, Kevin, I love the fact that we have people send us pictures. Of course, being out here in the field, I see it all the time. People send me pictures of their water unit, and they take pictures of the top of their ceramic disc after a week to 10 days, and they're like, what's wrong with my water filter? And what it is it's the ceramic disc is somewhat white in color when you first get it, and it actually will discolor, and it will be, I've seen it orange, I've seen it yellow, I've seen it brown, and what, you know, we have a way to clean that with our system that's very simple by simply removing it and scraping the top of it down gently and rinsing it off. But that is what is being blocked. That is what it's being filtered, and you just had no idea that that was in that clean, clear water that you're putting out of your tap.
So let's move to chlorine then for a second, because the next thing you'll find is, let's say and I'll get Chris to describe the unit a little bit better to you, but there's a top unit that you put the water in, and then it starts moving through these several filters before it goes into the reservoir that you actually drink from. And so sometimes when you put that water in the top, you're thinking, wow, this water's good water. When I was in Guatemala, their water's actually really good. You don't necessarily get sick from the parasites or whatever like you do in Mexico. I didn't know that at the time, so that was another reason why I took a unit with me. But when I went down there, they kept saying, oh, yeah, they all use the country itself has this one bottled water they use. It must be like a monopoly on water, and that this is just the best water ever. Well, it passed the pH test, so the body's natural pH is 7.35. So it passed the pH test, but I knew that Chris had told me that there was, you know, things that the water companies would put in the water to make sure that, you know, it raises the pH to certain levels. So I was still a little bit, you know, curious about what that was going to look like. But later when I took the lid off, I about got knocked over by the smell of chlorine. I felt like I was back in the swimming pool when I was a kid. The smell was so strong. So another test we do is a chlorine test.
And that's right. We do. It's very easy to do a chlorine test. You can get those drops at any pool supply place or, you know, home center, Home Depot, Lowe's, things like that. And you can actually test the chlorine in your water. And the area that I live in the country is in Atlanta. And we have in the county that I live in, our chlorine will range on an average of 1.5 to 2.0, which is very high. And it'll depend on the day of the week that you test it, because whenever they do their dump of their treatment, it will be much stronger. And I noticed the same thing when I would pour this water into the top. And we have the top reservoir holds a gallon and a half of tap water, or whatever water you choose to put in it to begin the filtration. And you put a lid on it. Well, you'd come back and maybe even 24 hours later, I'd take the lid off and I would go to put more water in it, and I would just be whacked in the face with chlorine. And chlorine is a gas, so it stays in there. And so you didn't realize how often and how much chlorine is actually in your tap water that you're taking in. And we don't even realize how much, let me go back and preface this. One of the most important things people need to understand about chlorine is a neurotoxin. And really, to be honest with you, it's kind of like fluoride. You don't need either one of them. Neurotoxins affect the nervous system, and chlorine, along with fluoride, has been used to make people more docile because it dumbs down or brings the nervous system down. It's a depressant. So people then will, you know, be compliant with whatever needs to happen. And, you know, and they use it probably not necessarily on purpose, but it's a real good, you know, we think it's a good cleaner. It's like using bleach in your house. Is that really a good choice? Chlorine, it's not good for the body. So we want to filter that out. And through the first stage filtration, we do bring, I would say, what do you say, Kevin? I would think most of the time we're getting almost all of the chlorine out of the current tap water that people are putting in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can't make the claim that we get it all out, but we're certainly getting enough of it out where we're taking the hazard of ingesting chlorine out of the equation. So, you know, you always want to, when you're dealing with a natural system, you always want to deal with ranges. You know, we shoot for a pH range of 8.5 to 9.5, which we feel is the healthy range. You want to get most of the chlorine out. We're getting upwards of over 90% of it out. Certainly we're getting 99% of the bacteria and parasites and viruses are not getting through. And let's remember what we're putting in, you know. And this is another question that people will ask too. Well, what about reverse osmosis water? You know, I have a reverse osmosis system where I drink distilled water. And that's great. But one thing you have to understand about distilled or reverse osmosis water is it takes everything out. It takes out all the bad, but it takes out all the good too. So if you put a fish in reverse osmosis water, it wouldn't survive. It would die. So if you have a reverse osmosis system in your house, the ideal situation would be to have a Valar countertop system that you could put the reverse osmosis water into, and we would put all the good back in, and then you're really having ideal water. So anyone who has a reverse osmosis system in their household, they should still absolutely consider getting a Valaqua system, because they'd really have the perfect water at that point.
We're going to take our second break, and one thing I want to mention before we go real quick is if you listeners are curious about any of the science behind what we're talking about today, acidity and chlorine and fluoride and all this kind of stuff, I had a show last January, I believe it was the last week in January, with Dr. Jerry Tennant, and he's a doctor that literally has gone through all this with his own illness and then coming back from that. And now he does all kinds of work working with people and trying to educate people to what all these chemicals that are in our environment, our water, our food and stuff, and what they're doing to our bodies. So go back and listen to that, because you'll see so many places where we're just, you know, bouncing the ball back and forth. It's the same arena. It's the same information. It's just different placement, this one being specifically water. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being Outside the Box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain?
Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So we're still talking about Valara and Valakwa water. And I want to mention that you guys all know that I love my tuning fork work, and everything I do has to do with vibrational therapies and things like that. One of the things that really attracted me to this system, because I'd never heard of this anywhere before, is that with, and Kevin's going to talk in a minute about the canister and how it puts minerals back in, but with the minerals that it's putting back into the water, it actually is attuning the water to the frequency of a waterfall, which is somewhere between 3,800 to 4,200 hertz, and hertz is how you measure a frequency. So what's amazing about that to me when I first heard that was I have a tuning fork that a lot of you guys will know, which is the crystal fork, and it's 4,096. So it's smack dab right in the middle of that. And what I use it for is to clean any of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and the polarity, the anger, you know, any of that kind of stuff that's stuck to any precious metals like gold and silver on your jewelry, or to precious or semi-precious stones like diamonds, all that kind of stuff. And so I'll clean people's jewelry. So when your client comes in, you want their jewelry to be clean. Why should they take, you know, their crap with them when they leave? So you clean it off. But I also use it to clean spaces and to clean areas, because it's just great at changing and transforming the energy from something's at a lower vibration to this wonderful, yummy vibration. And I never knew that that was actually the frequency of a waterfall. And who doesn't like a waterfall? So, Kevin, give them a little more information on the canister and what it's actually doing, because there's two separate filters, correct?
Yeah. You know, Chris mentioned earlier, the first stage or the first connection point of your water with our system is basically the ceramic, ionized infused ceramic filter. And that actually is subjecting your water to ions. And when we measure that, we usually get a measurement of about the negative 3,000 to 4,000 ions. And if you're by a waterfall, and if you were to measure the ions of the energy being generated by a waterfall, it's going to measure in that range. And same thing with the reason why people like living by the water, because the tide coming in and out is generating a tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of ions. And so when you're walking on the beach, you know, we all like to walk on the beach and breathe in that fresh ocean air. Well, you're really breathing in those ions. And those ions are helping your body deal with free radicals, which free radicals, again, come from an acidic body, because your cells become disordered or unbalanced. And basically, an unbalanced cell is a free radical. It's missing an electron, so it'll go searching for an electron. And so, you know, that's what antioxidants do, is they come in and they help balance out the free radicals. So our water has that property. It is an antioxidant in a way, as far as helping balance the body and give those ions. The cartridge itself, you know, I fondly refer to our system as a mountain and a fountain, meaning we're basically putting a mountain in your kitchen. We're imitating the process of Mother Nature, as water is rainfall is processed through a mountain, while we're simply processing your tap water. So, and we do it with a mineral cartridge. And you know, I can't tell you all the minerals we use, because that's proprietary, but I can tell you that, you know, we have tourmaline in there, and we have zeolite, which is a volcanic mineral that really helps take out any heavy metals that might be in water. And we use organic coconut fiber carbon. So we're not using charcoal carbon, which most water systems use charcoal carbon, like, you know, Brita and a lot of the other ones. And that does a pretty good job of simply filtering your water. But, you know, we're using organic coconut fiber carbon, and we lace that with colloidal silver to make sure any bacteria that might have gotten through is going to be taken care of with the colloidal silver. And, you know, we're simply imitating Mother Nature. And it doesn't get any more simple than that. We don't use chemicals. We don't use electricity like a lot of systems use, simply because it's not natural. You know, metropolitan water districts will add chemical pH to your water. So a lot of times you might measure your tap water. It might come out with a balanced pH, but they're not doing that for your health. They're doing it so the pipes don't rust in the city. So, and they use chemicals to do it, which is definitely, you don't want that.
So, Chris, let's talk about the ORP. Kevin brought up antioxidants and things like that. And every time we hear about antioxidants on TV, it always has to do with aging. And usually you hear that kind of thing when you talk about cosmetics. So what does that have to do with water?
Well, what it has to do with water is most water is actually very oxidative to our system. And oxidative means, for example, if you were to cut an apple and leave it open, you would notice that the surface that's available to the air is turning brown. And so that's oxidation. And the same thing happens inside your body. When you take things in that are very acidic and that you're toxic, you're basically aging from the inside out. And with Velaqua, the Velaqua unit, when it comes in contact with those minerals in the cartridge, it adds what we call a negative charge to the water, much like it does in nature when it comes from down the mountain, as Kevin spoke of, down through all the rocks and everything. It picks up the negative charge. And negative in this case is actually a positive, which means it's a good thing. And for your body, because if you actually take tap water and you measure it for its charge, And just so you know, ORP is oxidative reduction potential, which means it's reducing the oxidative potential on your body. Most public water systems, most bottled water, anything that is not coming through a water unit like ours that is actually able to reduce the ORP and bring it into the negative range, is all going to be positive, and it's very oxidative to your system. So yes, you're drinking water, and we've already talked about the fact you drink a lot of water and it's not micro-clustered and structured, so thus it's not very hydrating to the body, so that is aging you. But then put on top of it the fact that it's positively charged because of the chemicals and the electronic systems and everything that they use to process your water, you actually are not doing all that much good as far as anti-aging your body. And how many of us take supplements to anti-age, eat antioxidant-laden foods that we think is good for us? We spend, I mean, as American consumers, we spend billions of dollars a year on things that are trying to anti-age us.
And Chris, how many people do it? Chris, how many people are just drinking boatloads of water because they think it's helping their aging? And here they're aging themselves by the water they're drinking.
I would totally agree with that, because, again, people don't know what they don't know, Lynn. And that is, they don't even realize until we show them with what we call an oxidative reduction potential meter. You can purchase them from Amazon and places like that. You can actually test your water and see what it reads positively or negatively. And when we do water demonstrations with the unit itself, that's what we show people. And it's very, very powerful because, again, people don't understand that the water they're drinking is actually aging them.
What's amazing, too, is when they do the test, and there are places where you can go and up on YouTube as well as different websites that we have where you can see some of these tests. But one of my favorite ones is when Chris will sit there and have you put your fingers. Let's say they're going to do a chlorine test, and let's say the water has this really yellow flare to it when you put the chlorine drops in it. So it's very high chlorinated water. And then someone stands there and just has two of their fingers in that glass for a minute while we're talking. And you turn around 2 seconds later, and the water's completely clear. Tell them why it's clear, Chris.
Well, because whatever it is that's in the water is being absorbed into your body. And then that is actually being absorbed right into your bloodstream. And so that is what's affecting your overall health. Yeah. So water is permeable to the skin, and if you're taking it in and absorbing, you know, drinking it, you're certainly absorbing it. And you're going to put that chlorine, all of the other nasties we talked about earlier, and you're certainly not, and that's going to, and it doesn't have a negative ORP, it's certainly going to aid you. So those are really the three components of the Velaqua unit. It's what makes us different. It's what sets us apart. It's why people need what we have, and we know this, and why it's so important that you're able to get all of these benefits, the good hydration with the micro clustered ionized water. You're able to reduce your acidic potential with the pH balancing because we're at about between 8 and 9.5 on the pH scale with our water when it comes out of the unit. And then, of course, we have a negative ORP that ranges somewhere in the negative 300 to 400 range on average. So that's really good for your body. So those three things alone, besides the fact that it produces a really good, pure, clean water for your body that is free of chlorine and viruses and parasites and all of the other nasties. So we're doing all of that, and we're doing it for $299 retail. Isn't that amazing?
Which is absolutely amazing. And it's, I know there's Brita's out there, and there's all kinds of things, but and we're not here to bash anybody, so please don't hear that. But right. But you need to be smart about this, and you need to read the label and find out exactly what kind of filtration your particular unit is doing. And most of them are not doing anywhere near what this particular unit is doing, correct?
Not even close for the price. And then even the units that do things with the price, you have to hook it up. Most everything else, you do not hook this unit to electricity, so you can use it even when the electricity isn't working. I find that a huge major benefit, especially because you never know what you're going to be dealing with in this world. The other thing is you don't have to connect it to your water source. You don't have to hook a water line up to your sink. You literally take whatever source of water you have and you pour it into the unit, and it's going to output you some clean water with the benefits that we've spoken of today. It's so simple to use, and it's portable, so you can take it with you from your regular house to your lake house or wherever you are. And I believe Kevin will speak, you know, as we close, we also will be having additional things come to the marketplace that'll make it even easier for you to move your water around.
Yeah, so we have, let's give them the website one more time. You can go to Velara, VelaraATL.com, or you can go to teamvelara.com/L Waldrop. And thanks, Chris and Kevin. I appreciate it. Kevin, we got about another minute. Do you want to tell them a little bit about what might be coming up?
Yeah, down the pike here, you know, we're going to be adding a filter that's going to enable us to take out fluoride. There's a lot of awareness of fluoride and how that affects the body, and even from a spiritual standpoint, calcifies the pineal, that sort of thing. So, you know, we're going to have that available very soon. We're developing pitchers. We're developing a glass, like a thermos type setup, where, you know, you can just take the water out with you and hold the ORP and the pH, you know, for a couple days at a time. And so there's a lot coming down the pike, and not to mention our supplement that hopefully on another show we can talk about that too.
Well, thank you guys so much, Kevin and Chris. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a great week, and thanks for joining the Vibration Revolution. See you next week.
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.